I was having a really good day today, apart from...
Me?
No, apart from New Pussycat.
I don't know what that means.
I was having a great day, apart from New Pussycat.
No.
New Pussycat.
No, this is what you were WhatsApping me. And I said to you, I don't understand. I asked you in person, and now it's happening again.
I was having a great day, apart from New Pussycat.
You can still keep saying it. It sounds the same every time. Apart from New Pussycat.
New Pussycat.
New Pussycat. I don't get it. Please tell me.
I was having a great day apart from New Pussycat.
Stop saying the same words. I was having a great day apart from New Pussycat.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. Make any sense written down either.
New Pussycat, all one word.
Yeah, no, I get that. I've had it written down from you at least twice.
Oh, come on.
New Pussycat.
Yeah.
No.
I was having a great day apart from New Pussycat.
Stop saying it. I've asked you so many times.
No, you
times.
Haven't.
I've
you
asked
haven't.
You on WhatsApp. I've asked you in person.
You haven't asked me.
What's New Pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Yes! Oh, man. You played the long game on that, Banks, didn't you? It's been going on for, what, a week?
Oh, God, eventually! I've been waiting 2 weeks!
You know I'm not the right person for this. Oh. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
She's Robin Banks. She's George Ryland.
Hello.
And in dog years, we're dead.
1, 2, 3, ha!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I could be the one.
Wake up with
High FM.
This is High FM. Raheem from the new breakfast show on Haller is just outside the door.
I'm going to get him in.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. No. Get him. Might ask you forcibly. It's fine.
You can speak English
fluently. Oh, it's not. It's not bad. Come on. Come on, lovely.
He's saying his English is so bad.
Which isn't true. Yeah, that's what you understood and responded. Come on. We want to hear about the new double header. Yeah. He's literally going to drag him in here. I'm not sure that's really what you should do in the workplace. Don't do that in your workplace today. Don't forcibly drag people into rooms. But it's fine here. Oh, yep. Literally by the scruff of the neck.
I've got him!
Yes!
I've got him!
Hello!
I've got him.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Yes! Raheem is here from Haller. He's doing a new show on Haller.
Yeah. How old is the other show?
Yeah, our show's fine. We're just scraping the bottom of the barrel. Yeah. George is now taking a selfie with Raheem. So, listen, who's the new guy you've got? Because we preferred you when you were on your own.
Okay.
Who's this guy that you've got in?
His name?
Yeah,
his name? Kosai.
Yeah.
Mm. I thought you'd forgotten them for a minute. Yeah. That guy? I don't know who he is.
Dude, we prefer you. On
your
own.
Favourite.
Okay, but don't tell him that when you're going.
No,
sure. No, that's just between me and you.
Yeah, sure.
So what kind of crazy stuff are you guys doing in the morning?
We do newspaper. We read this newspaper.
Newspaper review, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And
do you have banter?
Lad banter.
Yeah, lad banter.
Banter, what do you mean, like?
Banter is like two lads having a chat, having a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it fun working with him?
Sometimes.
No, it isn't.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the new show on Halla.
Robin Banks.
Everything about you is very cliche.
George Ryland.
Oh, James Steinbeck.
Hiya, FM.
Stop it.
I'm just trying to work something out.
What are you trying to work out?
Well, if you're this kind of person, I would say no. According to this, the majority of adults say they still have their favourite stuffed animal from their childhood.
Technically, I do, actually.
Do you?
I've got a bear that one of my grandmas gave me.
Okay.
But he lives in a little shoebox house at my sister's house.
Okay.
I keep saying to her, have you got Jingly?
It's right, called Jingly.
It's a teddy bear with a bell in his head. So I say to my sister at least once a year, have you still got Jingly? And she goes,
yeah.
I'm like, you want to have... And that's the story of Jingly.
Have you got photos of Jingly?
Yeah, we've got all three of us.
Yeah.
Myself, my brother and sister. We have pictures when we're kids with all our teddy bears.
Right.
And once my mum washed him, and then she gave him back, and I said, but he doesn't smell of love anymore.
Oh, 72%. of people have no plans to ever get rid of it.
Well, why would you? I mean, that's cold. Yeah. Have you got yours?
No.
I presume you had one.
No.
Or did you just have a lump of coal to play with?
Lump of coal, yeah. Things were so bad in our house. I grew up in Ireland. I was born in Ireland. And things were so bad. And we didn't have much money at all. In the winters in Ireland were really, really bad. And it used to get freezing cold.
And your outdoor loo?
We didn't have an outdoor loo. We just had one built upstairs.
Right.
But when it got really cold, you know those old gas heaters?
Yes.
You remember those super sir heaters?
Super dangerous.
With the three bars.
Yeah. We used put to, another bar on.
Yeah, but we all used to sit around that. And do you know what happened when it got really, really unbelievably cold?
What?
We turned it on. Oh, yes! Oh. Good morning! What a lame bitch.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's that?
My name is
Nadine. Nadia.
Nadine.
Nadim.
N-I-V-I-N-E.
Naveen.
Naveen. Naveen.
Isn't it Naveen?
Naveen.
Today it's not my day.
Oh.
Why is it not your day? What's happened?
Naveen.
I was like in the morning, yeah. And I was like, okay, what's the special about today?
Hang on. So rewind. You were saying this to who? Us?
No, to my husband.
Oh, to your husband, right.
What's he done? Tell us.
And I was like in the morning, good morning, with that, you know, big smiley.
Big smile. This is from you, yeah?
Yeah.
Big smile to your husband. That's lovely. What a perfect wife you are. It's lovely.
Yeah. And he was like, I said, like, what's special about today? He said, nothing special about it. Sunday.
That sounds like a failed test to me.
Yeah.
Is it a wedding anniversary? What is it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's our wedding anniversary.
Oh, it is as well. Oh, no.
Yeah, and I was like, come on. And I was like, are you sure? And he said nothing. And I didn't want to ruin anything, so I told him, okay, fine, forget it. I'm going to work. Okay, have a good day.
You didn't mean that, did you? Don't have a good day.
Yeah,
horrible day. So how many years then?
It's been now for 12 years.
12 years.
So do you think he's going to rush out and buy some stuff today?
No, he doesn't know. She hasn't told him.
He doesn't know.
Oh, he must know something's up. Is it her birthday or is it the wedding anniversary? There's two things it could be here.
Have a good day.
And he has no clue. He said, like, what's up?
Hang on. Maybe he does have a clue. Maybe he's just playing you. Maybe he does know this. Well, no, I don't think. Don't tell me.
What
don't,
do you think? Maybe he's going to whisk her to Paris for dinner in a private jet. Happens in movies, Banks.
Yeah, but it has been 12 years. I mean, I'm not sticking up for the guy, but I kind of am.
How many times have you forgotten your anniversary? Because you're just trying not to get yourself in trouble.
I forgot it after 1 year.
Men.
Well, this is exactly
men are
it.
The worst.
This is exactly it. And you know this. You know that he's like this.
Yeah, I do. Like, you know, just like, hello, like, good morning.
Good morning. Happy anniversary. Hey, listen, what's his full name, just in case any of his mates are listening or if he's listening now? And then he can say, well, no, of course I didn't listen to it on the radio. I didn't hear
what
it.
What are you talking about?
It was completely me.
Yeah.
I did this. So who is he?
Yeah, he is Fadih Mehdi.
And where does he work?
Yeah, where does he work? Let's narrow this really down.
Where does he work? Do you know the TSC?
Listen, it doesn't matter whether I know it. It's whether his mates listening know it and go, oh, no, that's him. We better get on WhatsApp straight away.
And what would make it better to go home to this evening?
Yes, what do you want?
Just for me, I don't want to see him today.
You want to see him today. So he's got to leave work today and make you feel special.
Yeah,
with some flowers,
that's
I'm going to say.
That's all.
Just some chocolate.
Little special. All right, listen, thank you very much for calling up and telling your old mates, Robin and George.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ben. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we'll have a good day.
Yeah.
And I really hope it works out for you.
Let us know what happens.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, have a good day, then.
Bye. See you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi, FM.
Can't do that either.
Can you not whistle? Oh, shut up. You can't whistle. You can't be able to whistle. Can you whistle?
I used to be able to once, but...
How can you used to be able to whistle? You can't not used to be able to whistle. You don't forget how to whistle.
Apparently I have.
Come on, give it some. Give it some. No, come on. Look at my lips. Purse your lips. Gentle. That's me, by the way.
That's it. Go on. Really? You don't.
Are
you
trying?
There you go. There you go.
That was hardly a success.
There you go. That was all right. If you were 5 years old, I'd give you a gold star.
Where's my gold star? Here we go.
Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Hi, FM's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, I'm George Ireland.
Oh, hang on.
But this is what I want to talk to you about.
Kosai is just waving at me from the Halle studio.
But I need to talk to you quickly about the other fella that we've just had on.
Rahim. Well,
yeah, is it, though? Because
no.
On Halle's Instagram...
Don't tell me we've been calling him something different.
Ibrahim.
Yeah, Rahim. Ibrahim.
So he's just short for that.
Yeah, yeah, of course
okay,
it is.
Right.
Did you
so
think
that... a bit of a panic there.
Do you think so we're like, calling him the wrong name?
Yeah. Look, do you reckon this is his dad?
Nice looking
Amazing.
Guy. Yeah, good looking guy.
Do you reckon he's single? Good morning. I feel really pervy and horrible now. I'm sorry about that.
I'm going to tell him. Now he's our mate, I'm going to tell him.
No,
we're going to go in there and go,
not like that.
George is after your dad.
How's your dad?
Oh, get up, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland.
Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo!
Get up.
High FM.
Great.
What's up?
I've just, I think I've done a Ryland.
Oh, are you in trouble?
I've got a Fitbit, okay?
I know. Do you know how I know?
Because it updates on my Twitter?
Yeah.
Yes. So my Fitbit automatically updates on my Twitter.
You could turn that off.
And my Fitbit stats for yesterday was 9,132 steps. And Liz Green has commented and she said, I would love to take 9,132 steps. Hashtag jealous. I replied back, get yourself a Fitbit. It's great. You will.
Oh, where's this going?
She then replies back.
Oh, no.
Lol. Just had steroid injections in my spine. I've got a little bit of movement, but never going to be able to walk distances. I can go really fast in my wheelchair, though.
Yeah.
I'm R_Banks. I can make you feel bad, too.
No, you're the only one that should feel bad.
Well, I find more friends are always using the messaging utility. I must tell them not to Twitter me. I never respond to, hey, what you doing? Cause nothing ever comes to me. I have no words of wisdom, so don't Twitter me. Twitter me, Twitter me, and you'll get nothing back on your screen. Cause I can never answer if you Twitter me.
It's High FM. MTV is making a reality show where millennials have to live without modern conveniences.
And it's really odd because I said I'd do a reality show for them, but they didn't want it.
Not much is known about the show other than win or lose. Everybody involved will go home with a gigantic trophy for participating.
You get a trophy, you get a trophy.
Oh, well
Everyone
done.
Gets a trophy.
Well done. It's not about the winning. Waking up.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Love it when you get an outburst of optimism.
Thanks.
Just waiting for it to be over.
This looks too long to be a number.
Have you spoken to this person before?
No.
Oh.
No, never. Ah, no, actually, my fault. Sorry about that, my fault. No. Great. I was trying to call, and this has been in my diary for 3 weeks. Do you remember the girl called Tamer?
Oh, Jishy's biggest fan?
Jishy's only fan.
Well, yeah, if you want to put it in a negative way.
Tamer was coming over from India, and Tamer says, I'll be in Oman the first week of September, which is now.
Jish isn't here.
Yeah, he's gone for a month. But the number that Tamer's given me doesn't work.
Well, you've got to admit that Jish isn't exactly great with fans. He forgot her name.
Yeah.
She's come over. He's left the country. So I changed my number as well. Like, forget you, Jish.
I think there's too many digits in it.
Oh, okay.
So this is a typical Jish fan.
Yeah.
Has no idea what's going on.
Probably a phone engineer.
Weekday mornings. Robin Banks and George Ryland.
High FM.
Hi, FM. Banks.
Yes.
I'm Ryland.
Hello.
And this evening.
Nice.
I'm going out.
Yes, you are.
The premiere of the new It movie. It's going to be dark. There's going to be screaming. and red balloons.
Balloons.
Ah!
Balloons.
I'm probably not going to sleep. Then I'll be in at 5 a.m. tomorrow. Like,
no change there then.
I'm just going to show you the level of creepy that's going around for this film.
Where are you seeing this film tonight?
I'm seeing it at City Centre Coorong.
Okay.
This is how they're advertising it in Sydney.
Oh, just one balloon, red balloon, coming out of a drain.
Yeah. And it says underneath, it's closer than you think.
Oh, yeah.
And all the reviews are saying it's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
So I've managed to rope in Paul and Jerome, my friends, to come with me.
Oh,
I was texting Paul yesterday, you know, and just slyly making sure they're coming.
Yeah.
He was saying it's going to be so scary. And I was like, yeah, I'm going home on my own.
Are you going to walk home? You should walk home.
Well, from Coorong to MQ?
Walk home.
Well, I'll just walk to work then, will I?
And the lights will be off on the highway.
It. What if I get home and there's a red balloon there?
And you'll think you see a clown.
Stop it.
Yes.
Stop it.
Waiting.
Just going, want a balloon, Georgie?
Not like that.
That's what he says.
Know.
That's what he says.
Want a balloon, Georgie?
No, it's not like that.
What about like this? Want a balloon, Georgie.
That's it.
Nailed it.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Right, look, two things. First off, yesterday we had real trouble with your name, so we're just going to give it a go again. It's Nadim.
It's Naveen.
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 Yeah, that's right.
Naveen.
Yeah.
So yesterday, you woke up, and it's your wedding anniversary, and you turned to your husband, whom you love so much, and you said, good morning, darling. Do you know what's so special about today? And he looked at you, and he went, well, it's Sunday, isn't it?
That's what it is. Yeah, that's right.
Sunday.
Yeah.
So you were furious. You were so angry that you decided to call this radio station.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, and you were saying, I can't believe he's forgotten it. Now, we gave you a couple of options. Maybe he hasn't forgotten it. Maybe he's just, you know, maybe he's just trying to trick you.
Surprise!
Guess what? Haven't forgotten it! And you weren't too sure about that. You're like, no.
Yeah.
So, tell us, what happened yesterday?
Oh, what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
He came home, back home at 8:30.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah?
Yeah.
And he didn't tell me anything. And I was like, are you serious? You know, did you forget it? And what happened is that my son told him that mom is angry. Then he told him it's your wedding anniversary.
Oh, right. No, the song. No, you're kidding
me. So bad.
Oh, really
bad. Totally forgot it. Man.
He totally forgot
Man.
It. So when he found out that he totally forgot it, how did he make it up to you?
Actually, nothing. Just like brought a voucher. You know, like, okay, here you go.
From Dacer downstairs.
Yeah.
Day later, John is short, but at least he showed up in the end.
He had a voucher in his wallet.
Yeah, he's like, here you go, and that's it, you know?
I love this guy.
Like a 2 real off coupon.
There you go. There's a Carrefour voucher.
Almost.
Oh, man, that's good.
Do you know what, though? You're an awesome wife, because you're still so happy, and you're actually
brilliant.
Being quite nice about him,
you're
I think.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but, like, you know, he didn't even think about it, just to let you know, George. He didn't even think about it.
All right, listen, thank you so much for taking our call.
Thank you very much for you. And thank you guys, really appreciate it.
Oh, listen, we didn't do anything, obviously.
No, we really didn't.
Robin Banks.
I am the law, okay?
There's a load of messages coming in about your story.
There's no story.
Latest one is, George, I am in the car park at work. I have to hear the story.
Nope.
This is the story that was the first thing that George said to me this morning.
In confidence. I can't believe you're doing this to me.
Just after 5 o'clock. The only reason why you don't want to tell this story is because...
I look bad.
And if you meet these people again, these people from Merge, they've only got a small team.
Yep.
And we've met them a few times, especially this person that is
we've
the star.
We've hung out with them quite a lot. We've had meals.
Star of this
story.
Yeah.
So you have to tell this story. This is
I'm not doing
hilarious.
It just for a couple of messages. I'm going to need a lot more than that.
What do you need to tell the story?
I need like some begging, I think, like a phone call to beg. But not the usual people, not like NASA, Meredith, Nora, Avril. I need someone.
So you want somebody to call in?
Yeah, because I don't think people do like these stories of me making a fool of myself.
They love them.
Well, all right, if everyone loves them so much, let's have someone that we haven't heard from before that says, I love George's stories and I'd very much like to hear this one.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be verbatim.
Hello, Hi FM.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Have you ever called before?
No, it's my first time.
It's your first time. And you want to hear George's story?
I'm really nervous.
Don't be nervous. Aww. Listen, don't be nervous. When you hear George's story, you will go, thankfully, I've got my life and not George's.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel like that.
Then I'm calling for George.
All right, you're calling for George.
Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Amira.
Amira sounds lovely.
Let me just give you the backstory, right? We know the guys over at Merge, and we like them.
We do.
But there is a friendly competition.
Of course.
And they don't like us. Because of what we do on air.
Because we give them no reason to like us. Lots of reasons not to.
But Amira, just now we're talking about them, okay?
And we do this a lot.
They can't do that on their radio station. They are not allowed to do it.
Oh, so they're hearing you.
Yeah, so they're hearing it.
We've got looser reins than they do.
Yeah, much looser. And we've met them a good few times and we've hung out with them. You know, we know them. Right, cut to now, Amira, what you're calling for because you want to hear George's story, right?
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
So set the scene, George, and tell me the story as you told me exactly. Verbatim, word for word, this morning at just after 5 a.m.
Okay, so yesterday it was the premiere of the new Stephen King It movie. So I went to see this City Centre Coorum with my friends Paul and Jerome. And we walked in and there was Neil from Merge. So I did the polite thing that you do and I said, oh, this is Paul and Jerome, this is Neil.
Right, this is Neil who does the evening show on Merge.
On Merge.
All right.
Yeah.
Neil Bowden. She's embarrassed. She's looking away. She's really embarrassed.
Really embarrassed.
Now, at this time, I think I send George a message going, how's it all going, George? You down there? You send me back a picture. You're in there.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, is Chris Fisher down there? And George sends me a message back going, no, just Neil.
Just Neil.
Now, I'm a bit confused because on Neil's Facebook, he's in the UK. So I don't send anything back.
But you didn't say this to me at the time.
No,
did
I didn't.
You?
No,
you
I
just didn't.
Didn't
reply.
I just let it fly.
Yeah. And then after the film, I got a Facebook message from this guy saying, you know, what did you think of the film? And so I went back and then I thought, that's funny. That's from Tom Green. Because that was Tom Green. I wasn't Neil Bowden. I introduced him as Neil. He said nothing.
Oh my God.
Her head is in her hands because she's
so embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed,
Amira. He didn't even correct me. He was so polite.
Even though you said this is Neil to Tom, right, when you're introducing Tom to your mates, Tom didn't say, actually, no, it's Tom.
Poor Tom, who is introducing the film. And
he does the breakfast show. Oh, my.
No.
That's why we love George.
That's why. That's exactly why.
It's like a walking disaster.
Thank you, Amira. Bye.
Bye.
This is Hi FM. My name is Robin Banks, and George Roland is there.
Hello.
According to this, and this is, I guess, mainly ladies, if your partner bought you an unexpected gift, what would you think?
See, I would at first be like, oh, that's so sweet. And then probably like a day later or something, you'd think,
It would take you a day.
No, probably like an hour.
Here are the five most common things they assume when you get an unexpected gift from your loved one. Number five, it's just a re-gift they got from somebody else.
Ooh.
Number four, they're about to get bad news. Number three, the other person did something wrong they haven't found out about yet. Number two, it's a bribe. And number one,
cheating.
The other person is cheating on them. I am so surprised that so many people are this paranoid.
Really?
For the love of everything good, what hurt everybody?
Here we go.
Wake up, wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the Hi FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
Hi FM, this is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
Together we're your breakfast show.
Yeah, sorry about that.
George is on a diet. She's always on a diet.
I'm always on a diet.
How's that going for you?
It's so depressing.
I know. Women do that, don't they? Women are always on a diet.
It was going really well. Yeah. It felt really good.
Good.
At the weekend.
Yeah.
And then there's the bit since the weekend.
Well, what's happened? It's only been a couple of days.
Yeah, well, I was supposed to do an extreme diet this week, and that didn't happen.
What is an extreme diet?
It's a lot of grapefruit, an occasional bit of dry toast for a special treat.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and I was going to lose a stone in a week. I seem to have flipped that by mistake.
Okay.
So anyway, yesterday, I didn't feel very well. I was tired, felt sorry for myself, thought I'd have a sofa day.
Okay.
I ate all the carbs in the house.
Good girl.
You know when you have that, I'm just going to eat it all today and then I'll be good tomorrow because there'll be nothing left.
Did you feel guilty?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It wasn't a particularly enjoyable episode.
All right.
But then I just started thinking, I've got to get petrol and cash while I'm out. Do you know what's on the way? Ish.
Is it a fast food restaurant?
Uncle Ron.
Uncle Ron?
Yeah.
Is that McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
So I thought, I'll just grab a sneaky bit of chicken. So I went there and I was looking at the board by the intercom and it had a picture of 12 chicken nuggets. So I thought, yeah, I'm in. So I said 12 chicken nuggets and he was like, no, you can't have that. So why?
Why not?
It's apparently 9, the max, maybe you can have the meal. So then I felt bad about myself. So I was like, fine, 9 then. I was shouting away at it because he couldn't really hear me. And then he was like, anything else? Like, come on, greedy.
Yeah.
You know what you're like. So I was like, some mustard, please. No.
No.
Why not? We haven't got any. Fine, just give me whatever you want. And do you know what they did as well?
What? What do they do?
They supersized it without asking me.
Oh, as if it's going to make a difference. You've already maxed out Uncle Ron. This is High FM. This is Robin Banks. George Ryan's there.
Morning.
Morning, hello.
I don't like this.
It had the biggest opening of any horror film ever.
Massive, wasn't it?
It was huge, and it's been huge for horror films this past week. And pronouns.
Robin Banks.
Warning, you are now entering a bad taste zone.
Banks here, Ryland's there. She's got beef.
Have you not seen this on Twitter?
No, I haven't.
What happened over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
So, your mate that drives the bus in London, London Town.
Oh, a dodge.
Has been tweeting about my driving.
Why would he be doing that? He's in the UK.
Yeah.
He's never seen you drive.
Well, I've had tweets from him this weekend.
Yeah.
Frankie's got involved. Mere's got involved.
Froggy.
Boring.
Someone at the radio station hiding behind the High FM Twitter account.
Who would do that?
I did it once as well this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Sometimes I just forget to flick it over.
Yeah, I did exactly. Then I thought, nah, still stands.
So what about your driving? What have I done? I didn't tweet anything about your driving.
Was there not something on the podcast? Was it that?
No, I think what you're talking about is I put the woman driver parody at the end of something to do with you.
Oh, and how could people possibly have connected them?
That's
to
what it
unrelated
was.
Items.
So sorry about that.
Yeah.
But I just thought that would be great after that bit.
Well, that's everyone's all. Taken that as connected with me and assumed, because of how I am, that I'm also a bad driver.
HighFMRadio.com and click on podcast.
Don't judge me.
Watch where you're going. Can't you learn to merge? You drive too slow and brake too late. Pick a lane, woman. Who taught you how to drive? Oh, did I hurt your little feelings? Look, I'm sorry, okay? Well then go ahead and cry. I don't care. I'm made of rubber. How about blowing me up again when you're done? Wait, what are you doing? Why are you rolling down the window? No, don't throw me out, litter box.
Is somebody outside for us?
I don't think he's for us.
Yes, he is. He's definitely for us.
Just because he has food.
That's for us.
It's for us. Get away, that's our visitor. That's look, us. He's got a food basket.
Outside, yeah.
He's got a food basket, so that's for us.
There's a guy out here for us.
Because everyone knows that we eat
it's
food.
No, it's for us.
It's for us.
It's ours.
Definitely for us.
It's for us.
What it's
is
for
it?
Us. Exactly,
yeah, we
it's
know
for
it's
us.
Food, it's for us. You go and get it.
That's how you know it's for us if it's food.
So can I bring it in? Because he waved at us and we went, all right, Robin and George, this is for you. So can you go and just go and let
just
him in?
Bring him in here.
Brilliant, that's Kozai
in here.
From the Halla Breakfast Show, who's just opening the door now. In fact, I'll make sure, George.
Got a lot of food in that basket. Yeah, do is, make yeah. sure, yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Just bring it through. Bring it through.
Just bring it straight through to us.
Yeah, he's coming
that's
in.
That's fine.
Now.
What have you got in there?
He's coming in.
That's come great. That's
come
great.
In. Come on in.
Here we go.
There we go.
Thank you very much. What have we got?
Kozai from the Halla Breakfast Show is in now.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. How are you? What's the food that you've got for us?
I cannot hear you in the headphones.
Have you plugged them in?
I don't know.
You don't know. This is the guy that does the Halla Breakfast Show.
Come on.
Look, plug them in.
There you go.
He does the breakfast show. He's technically competent over there on Halla.
Because of the morning that I cannot...
Yeah, I know. That's our excuse.
Because
yeah.
when I see you also that yeah. I cannot focus.
That's
by the way... Something weird's happening here now.
Because he's talking to me, George. All right?
You look great today, George.
I love you.
Oh, my God. Rahim was in yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, because you guys are doing a new breakfast show on Halla.
Yeah.
I don't want to create any tension in the studio, but do you remember what Rahim said about Kozai?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awkward.
We laughed because we just wanted to make him feel okay.
Okay.
But he said that sometimes, you know, you guys don't get on over there between the songs. Oh, he did.
He said that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I will leave Halla. By the way.
Are you resigning now?
Yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gone.
Can you not tell Rahim, right, what we said? It's just between me and you.
Sure.
Yeah, promise?
Sure. Trust me.
Okay,
trust
bye. Me. It's been really nice having you in.
Do not trust me.
Yeah, I do trust you.
Don't trust me.
don't trust you.
I just want to recommend the people who listen to you now.
Yeah.
Please go to the 102.
They're right, his microphone's off. There we go. Okay, listen, thank you so much for coming in. It's been really good.
Bye now. No, leave that.
Where are you going?
Leave the food!
Oh, get up! Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
The boredom is excruciating.
George Ryland.
This job sucks!
Woo!
Get up.
Hi, FM.
Morning.
Morning.
Hi.
This has annoyed me.
Okay, let me sit down.
Not in the mood for this today.
Hang on.
If you would.
Right, get yourself comfortable. George is annoyed.
Men. Specifically, this man.
Okay.
A man called Luke.
Luke. I am not your father.
So he's from Bath in the UK.
Right.
He's 34 years old. Old enough to know better.
Did he forget his partner's anniversary?
No, he is a jilted musician.
Oh,
come on, we all know the kind of guy. You need a bath and a haircut.
No sympathy.
His relationship ended.
Oh.
4 months they've been together.
4 months?
Yeah, he didn't take it that well.
That's
and
nothing.
Now what he's decided to do is go to Bristol
and
play the piano
on
College Green until she takes him back.
I love him. He's brilliant.
Hashtag restraining
That's
order.
Brilliant. That's lovely. That's romantic, that is.
No, it's not.
What's wrong with you? That's so romantic.
No, it's not.
He's up there. He's playing the piano. She goes, oh, I've made a mistake. He was the love of my life and I knew it after 4 months.
Or, I already knew I didn't want to be with him. His piano playing is awful and I wish he'd stop doing it in public. And now he won't leave me alone and a looking fool in front of everyone I know. I'm so angry today.
Love can make you vomit.
This is High FM. Banks here. Ryan's over there.
Hello to you.
What's worse, finding out you got dumped because the other person met someone better, or getting dumped because they're just sick of you?
100% the first one. The second one, I completely get it. I'm sick of me most of the time as well. But the first one is basically saying, you're just the worst option and I don't want it. No, it's not nice.
600 men took part in this. And each guy was put in a group with two women who were both secretly working with the researchers.
Okay.
And one of the ladies was given a puzzle to solve and could choose to either partner up with one of them or work alone.
Right.
And sometimes she chose the other woman as her partner and sometimes she chose no one. And the guys never got picked.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not you.
And they always took it harder when they got rejected for somebody else.
Oh, little snowflakes.
The researchers also found out that when people didn't know if they got rejected for someone else, they assumed that they did.
Yeah.
Right? Always. And they felt better if they found out that they didn't get rejected for somebody else. Which may sound familiar if you've ever stalked an ex on Facebook. You kind of want to know if they're dating someone, but you desperately hope that they're not.
Oh, well, my friends, what they like to do, super fun game, is go, look, George, that's the new girlfriend.
Oh, mate.
I don't want to see.
She's a munter, though, right?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, where are we going?
Woo! This is some audio from a video that I watched yesterday.
This is amazing.
Yes, this is this Irish guy trying to catch a bat that got stuck flying around his kitchen.
Catch him!
Catch him, Derry.
Catch him.
Derry, catch him.
Catch him.
The bat. Get the bat out of the house. Mom, will you get out? Derry, will you catch him? Mo.
Ho.
Ho. Ho. Catch him, Derry. Catch him. Catch him, Derry. Bigger towel, that's it. Get him, quick.
Bigger towel.
Get him, quick.
Oh, quick. God, Derry. Oh. Mommy, will you stop looking in the door? Oh. Catch him, Derry. Catch him. You're doing great.
No, you're doing great.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Oh.
He nearly got him that time.
Nearly. No, he's still flying around the place. Quick.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
It just made me think of you.
Of course it does. Of course it
catch
does.
Catch him. Catch him, Derry. Derry, catch him.
Here they come again.
There's the bat. Derry, will you catch him?
Catch us if you can.
Catch him, Derry. Catch him.
Time to get a move on.
Bigger towel, that's it. Get him now, quick.
We will yell with all of our
catch life. Him, Derry.
Catch us if you can.
Oh, oh.
Catch us if you can.
Oh, oh.
Catch us if you can.
Catch him. You're doing great.
Catch us if you can.
Is. Oh, he nearly got that time.
Nearly. No, he's still flying around the place. Quick. Marie, will you stop looking in the door?
You're doing a great job, Derry.
Oh, that's it. Stand up, Derry. No, he's there. He's
stand up there. Wait
you now. You're admiring a mouse. He's like McGregor. He's got no legs left. Go on. Catch him now. There he is. Get him. Oh.
We are with all of our might. Catch us if you can.
Oh. 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 Catch us if you can.
Robin Banks.
What? Shut the front door.
George Ryland.
You shut up.
Hiya, FM.
So FM's Banks.
Oi.
And Ryland.
Yeah.
How are ya?
How's it going out there?
I've just found a little something which I think is designed for people like me.
Okay.
There's a hotel in Belgium. If you're lonely because you're staying on your own.
Why are you doing this?
You can rent a fish for the night to keep you company.
You can rent a what?
A fish.
A fish.
Yeah, so it comes in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
Like a clown fish. And it's about R2 a night.
R2 a night?
Yeah.
To rent a fish?
Yeah.
Do you get to eat it at the end? That'd be nice.
It's not a great way to try and socialise yourself again, though, is it?
That's all right. Ryland's coming.
My fish bill was huge.
Come on!
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Turn it up!
Hi, FM.
Turn it up!
Are you looking to get out of your job? Are you looking to update your CV?
Have you been in my emails?
The website glassdoor.com posted a list of 3 new CV trends that you might want to think about.
Is there a big selfie of me on the top?
The first page of George's CV is just a picture.
It's really good.
Hang on, let me just get to experience. Where is it? I'm on page 4.
Don't get bogged down.
Selfies. Number 1, keep it conversational. Just cut back on all the flowery language people use on their resumes all the time.
Try to get your word count up.
Oh, please do. And make them different as well. People think big words make them seem more professional.
Experience.
But when you have to read a load of CVs and resumes a day, it gets really annoying. So be concise. Get to the point.
It's a job.
Number 2, add hyperlinks. A lot of hiring managers look at resumes on the computer now instead of printing them. So add a few links to examples of your work. Or link to websites for companies that you've worked for. And number 3, you'll love this, consider doing a video cover letter.
Ugh.
You can either link to the video in your CV or just link to it in your email when you're applying.
I don't want anything that much. Hi, I'm George. Can you give me a job, please? No, not for me. I woke up.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
What have I got a choice of?
Dancing Chefs or soaps. I do want to do both, but you can choose when.
I've got a coin here. What's heads and what's tails?
Heads is soap.
Okay, let me toss this coin. Soap it is.
Soap it is.
Yeah.
I saw this on Facebook. These are kind of like some hipster soaps that have been made by this couple, yeah. And they're brilliant. So the first one, for example, soap for morning people.
Right.
Smells like a hell no.
Yeah, I'll have some of that. I'll wash with that every morning at 4.
You got soap for introverts, unscented. Because seriously, you're not going anywhere anyway.
Yes, nice, good.
Soap for true artists. Smells like unemployment.
Oh.
Combined with ramen noodles and high quality paintbrushes.
And Starbucks.
Yeah. And another one. Soap for broke ass musicians. Smells like don't quit your day job.
Oh, yeah.
Fame is always just around the corner. Lol. No, it's not. But what they're missing.
Soap for morning show hosts.
Soap for Robin and George.
Yes.
Smells like disappointments and regrets.
Yep.
You'll know when you meet them.
We're clean.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Beck.
Why do you have to throw a wet blanket on my dreams?
George Ryland.
You come off a bit cocky.
Live across Oman.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.